We fell off the fiscal cliff at midnight, at least technically. But early this morning, the Senate passed legislation reversing tax hikes on most Americans and putting off automatic spending cuts. The bill now heads to the House for a vote today or tomorrow. So what do we make of this post-deadline deal? Joining us for more, Ben White, chief economic correspondent for Politico. Good for us to have you this morning. It's been a long night for all of us. Thank you for being here, though. Under the deal, taxes would not go up on most of us, which comes as a huge relief. But do you think we should celebrate, since this is not immediately paired with any spending cuts? It could actually make the deficits worse.
Well, Happy New Year to you, first of all.
Thank you. No,
we shouldn't celebrate, I think, but the reason we shouldn't celebrate is it hasn't passed the House yet. I think it probably will. But I never thought that a lot of long-term deficit reduction was going to be part of this deal. There's a lot of disagreement still between Republicans and Democrats on how to go about doing that. The first rule, I think, here was do no harm to the economy, which is to not allow a lot of tax increases to go into effect right away, along with a lot of spending cuts, what economists like to call austerity, which is tough for an economy to deal with right as it's coming out of a recession. So we've still got a full year, you know, this next Congress to talk about long-term deficit reduction with entitlement reform. That's hard to do in a last-minute deal, so I wouldn't worry too much about the lack of long-term deficit reduction in this deal.
Right, so if the deal as it sits passes through the House, is it enough to keep the markets happy, do you think, and our 401k safe in January?
I do think so. I don't think you'll see the markets react poorly. I think you'll see the markets react well when they reopen on Wednesday if this thing passes the House, because all of this austerity is off the table. There's no quick hit to the economy that's going to damage the economy, that's going to damage people's 401k. So I think that's probably the case. I think the inverse is if Republicans in the House rebel against this thing, believe they don't see enough spending cuts in it, and it fails in the House, then you could see some real problems in the markets on Wednesday. I don't anticipate that's going to happen, but I think that's the one thing that could unnerve the markets.
And when it does come to the spending aspect of this, the automatic cuts, including ones to defense, would get put off by 2 months. But would that create some uncertainty that has been out there already, leaving many government contractors in the same kind of holding pattern they've been in, and create a drag on economic activity in and of itself?
Yes, there's a little bit of that there, certainly. The uncertainty still exists. It particularly exists in the defense sector as the sequester hits that area with most force right away. So that uncertainty still exists. It's only 2 months, and it'll get wrapped into the debt ceiling fight that will come up in a couple of months. Whether we go over the debt ceiling and the risk of default will be tied in with this debate over what to do about the sequester. So it's sort of a temporary reprieve, but that uncertainty still exists, and there's still a lot of disagreement about how to deal with sequester. So you're right about that.
And we were talking about the market reaction. You think that the markets will react favorably to this. What is the worst case scenario? If the House, in the unlikelihood that it doesn't pass the bill, what could the markets do in that, if that happens?
If that happens, I think that you'd first see a reaction in the Asian markets overnight, and then in Europe when Europe opens. I think both those would be down, perhaps significantly, if it looks like the House is both going to vote this down and there's no sort of next step scenario where they amend it, send it back to the Senate, and they have to vote on it again. If it looks like we're at stalemate again and the House, the Republicans just react terribly poorly to this, then you're going to see sell-offs in Asia and Europe probably spread to the U.S. Like I said, I don't think that's likely. I think an 89-8 vote in the Senate, overwhelming bipartisan support, it's a lot of pressure on the House, particularly with markets set to reopen, to pass this thing. You'll get some Republicans who'll say no, absolutely no. We don't need all Republicans to support it. You need a mix with a lot of Democrats and some Republicans. So I think it gets through the House. If not, look for a sell-off in the markets.
All right. Happy New Year, Ben, and thank you for joining us.
Happy New Year to you. Have a good day.
Thanks. Ben White, chief economics correspondent for Politico, 7:55 now.